This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard. You're flying high with the Jet City Rockers. We'll be cruising today at an altitude of 69,000 feet, which is more than a mile high for all you folks keeping track at home. Strap on or strap in and enjoy your favorite beverage. Thank you for flying with the Jet City Rockers. Let's rock.
Accelerating. outside, on top of the world. Oh yeah. She had a drink in her hand, she had a toast in the sand. Whoa, what a beautiful girl.
I know you were going to announce songs, but you have to tell people the story you just told me.
All right. So two emus, siblings Kevin and Carol, are now banned from a hotel in a tiny town in Australia's vast outback.
Oh, I feel them.
The birds are usually a friendly and wide-eyed source of entertainment, but then they learn to climb the stairs.
I wish I could.
So it says the new skill gave the birds access to the pub of the Yaraka Hotel in Queensland. Once inside, they unleashed a long-legged brand of chaos.
Oh, sounds like a good night for us.
They snatched toast and french fries
you
away.
You had me at snatch.
Stop it. Away from customers, one of the birds even went behind the bar.
I bet you he was pulling himself a couple of Fostas.
A pint. And so they have now been banned from this establishment for bad behavior. There's a sign at the bottom of the stairs that leads up to the pub, and it's an emu barrier. So Ooh. If you're going up the stairs, you're supposed to unlatch the barrier and then put it, close it behind you.
Is that the Great Barrier Reef?
So funny.
I love emus.
I
They're
do too.
So cool. And now they're dining on fries and pulling their own drinks.
Exactly. Exactly. So they were just joining the party.
Absolutely. Know who should be put in timeout for bad behavior? The hotel owners.
That's right. So it's like, what's a little French fry and toast between emus and friends?
Emus love snatch and they got to eat it.
Stop it.
I heard they fried snatch everywhere.
Stop.
Pulled it out of people's hands even.
Nope. You are so bad.
Yep.
All right, so I'm just going to announce the songs, okay?
Drum roll. Motorboat.
No, motorboat. Go motorboat, flight attendant Steve.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Okay,
going. Okay. So we had Countdown to Extinction from Megadeth, Lady Lightning from Pitcher, which was the first ever Dutch metal band, and Beautiful Girls from Van Halen.
Okay, Beautiful Girls has brought me back to the cocktail.
Okay.
And for those who don't know, that's the lovely Captain Michelle. I'm co-pilot Rob. I'm often people go, hold it, why don't you ever announce who you are? Mainly federal witness protection laws. And maybe a very embarrassed discount airline we fly for.
That could
here
be
at the Jet City Rockers.
That could be it.
But know what?
What?
I'm still thinking, I'm emu crazed now. I think we have to go and let them up. I think we need to fly to the outback and let those plucky birds have their fosters and fries.
And just randomly commit acts of not closing the gate behind us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You are listening to...
The Jet City Rockers.
that you're leaving, and I'm trying to understand. I had myself believing I could take it like a man. But if you gotta go, then you gotta know that it's killing me. And all the things I never seem to show, I gotta make you see. Girl, it's been so long. Now tell me, tell me how. One of us knows, two of us don't belong in each other's company. It hurts so much inside, you're telling me goodbye. You wanna be free, and knowing that you're gonna leave me behind, I gotta make you
love you. I love you.
Householding, householding.
Oh, you're just going to jump right in there.
I'm jumping in.
Okay.
I want to get through this show so we can go save Kevin and Carol.
Okay.
They need snatched fries and dripping, oozing Foster's Lager. Did you like my accent there? Better than your German accent.
That's true. I can't say anything.
999. No, it's 666.
You're just kind of all over the place today.
I am. It's the drinks we're having.
All right. So, well, I would tell you, but you were going to household
I know.
First.
No. Okay. You go back on your notes. I'm just going to say, go on the internet, type in jetcityrockers.com or Jet City Rockers. We're everywhere that fine linen is sold.
All right, so we started that set with Mas Tequila from Sammy Hagar, I Still Love You from Kiss, and that was live from an MTV performance.
Unplugged, even.
And The Hunter from Dokken.
Oh, I love that. That's a great set.
So in honor of Sammy and continuing my little travel down the tequila road, we're just doing shots of Cabo Wabo today.
Wow, that's 3 weeks of Latin flavored love.
Well, nothing says summer like tequila. I'm trying to hold on to it.
Hold on to 18.
Or summer.
As long as she says she's 18.
Or just summer.
Or I dated.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
I'm not even going into that story. Please. It was a horrible fall.
Yeah, that could get
from
you.
From summer to fall, it was bad.
Yeah, that was not good.
Yeah, see this scar? Knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I deserved it.
I was going to say, probably well deserved. You're probably being naughty again.
Not nice. I'm puppy dog tails and killer whales. What is that?
I have no idea.
We'll think of it for next set.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Oops.
Oh my gosh, there you lost it. And I'm still in my protective bubble here.
Yeah, so
I want to tell people I was socially isolated well before the virus hit. And I'm used to it.
Well,
you're all just catching up to me.
Okay.
On that note, let's get back to more music on this fantastic station.
Let me eat.
Stop the presses.
Why?
I did not know that they had such great cell phone service in the Outback. I just received a text from Kevin.
Oh.
He is strongly encouraging us to fly there ASAP because he's thirsty.
He needs his Fosters.
And he's there. It's the only thing that makes hanging out with Carol tolerable. She likes snatching fries, and he likes...
Pulling his own beer.
Yeah. I pull my own stuff all the time.
Stop it.
Last night, I pulled for hours.
Stop it.
The pork was so tender. I just put some barbecue sauce on it, slap it in a bun, and I could eat that shit forever.
Somewhere that went off. Somewhere, but it sounded okay, but I know it wasn't. I know how your mind works. Something was wrong there.
The greatest invention ever from Australia, NADS. And you can tell people what you did before. This woman saved my life. We were going to Hawaii together, flying there for the first time. And what did you do?
I waxed your back because it
Absolutely.
Was like a sweater.
It was. It was like a, it was like a Bill Cosby sweater back there.
Yeah.
Minus the Quaaludes.
I was going to say AC/DC was the best thing from Australia, but Nads was pretty good for you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
In that instance. So that last set of music.
We played music?
We did, and we did something a little bit different. We played back-to-back songs by the same artist.
Oh, with Ricky Martin time.
Nope. I know you love that song.
I do.
We had American Woman from Crocus and Heat Strokes from Crocus.
They're the same band.
I know. And then we had Hurricane from Hurricane, just to confuse you.
Oh my gosh. It is that season.
It is.
Sadly. It's plywood sales season all over Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fortunately, that's not our worry here.
No. Just volcanoes.
Earthquakes,
a horny Bigfoot,
and
hipsters.
And last year, we started getting tornadoes here.
That's right.
So,
yay!
As if we didn't have enough.
Oh, yeah. And then, hey, let's have a pandemic.
Oh, sweet.
No, you play Crocus, not sweet.
Stop it.
How are,
what do you always say? Hocus Pocus by Crocus?
Hocus Pocus by Crocus. Covering Focus. We got to get that on. Hocus Pocus by Crocus. Covering Focus.
There you go.
Woo! That's a mouthful.
That was a lot. So
that's what Kevin says.
Stop. So we're going to close it out tonight with Heaven and Hell from Black Sabbath and Tarot Woman from Rainbow.
And remember, I had Shanana one night and then the next night with my first rock and roll concert, the Heaven and Hell tour with Ronnie James Dio and Black Sabbath.
Did Bowser come out to as a guest?
He went, bah, 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 bang, dang, dang. And then Kevin was there pulling beer.
Yep, there you go. Carol was eating fries.
Yeah, snatched from the jaws of defeat. That was a fine episode. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Adios, folks.
Heaven and hell. Well, I don't believe in either heaven and hell as a place to go to that, you know, when we die, we're going to go down and burn for a while. Or if we're good, we're going to go up there and be happy for a while. Or purgatory where all the poor little baptized babies are hanging out, you know. I think anybody who's got that kind of, anybody who came up with that idea that there's going to be a place where little children are going to be hanging out for the rest of their lives, you know, is either the sickest person on earth or the most stupid person on earth. And I think both of those things apply. So I don't believe in any of those things. My belief in heaven and hell is right here. This is where we are. This is heaven, this is hell. You make your own heaven, you make your own hell. Hell, good and evil, God, the devil, reside in each one of us. I don't have to go to a place to pray. Yeah, pray inside myself. I can pray to whomever I want to inside myself and get the same results. I don't need to be told by a priest that I'm bad or to be told by a nun that I'm not learning my project properly and get smacked on the head and with a ruler. Who the hell are you to do that to me? Or to be told that here's God and God is a guy who's been nailed up on a piece of wood. It's not the way I want to think of life. I don't think of it that way. And with all the religions that they are preaching all the same things, it's real one great big homogenized thing anyway. At the end of the day, if we all just believe in the same thing, you know, that we got a choice between good and evil. Hey, make your choice. That's all it's about to me. So writing those songs perhaps brought out a little bit of my cynical side, but what it brought out of me is what I believe in life. And that is that, you know, we are the last in line. And, you know, there is heaven and hell if you consider that it's what people do to you that make it heaven and hell, which is, that goes right to the song. The world is full of kings and queens who blind your eyes and steal your dreams. That's heaven and hell. That's what heaven and hell is. The heaven when the people tell you how good they're going to treat you, and the hell when you find out it was all a lie, wasn't it? That's what heaven and hell is to me.